Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hey, everyone. It's Monday, September 21st, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, the latest on the Bobcat Fire, which has now surpassed 100,000 acres. A new report finds the California EDD program rife with delays and fraud. The census count of the city's homeless is about to begin, and a review of a very different Emmy Awards. You may have noticed that the air this weekend was relatively smoke-free in many places, but the Bobcat Fire continues to burn and grow. Now in its 16th day, the blaze has grown aggressively in recent days, driven by strong winds. The fire surpassed 100,000 acres, about the size of Denver, Colorado, over the weekend, making it one of the largest wildfires in LA County history. With the latest, here's Jacob Margolis.
Yeah, there are new evacuation orders being issued by the hour as it charges through the hills of the Antelope Valley, burning homes there. And over at Mount Wilson, the battle continues to keep the observatory and KCET and KPCC's transmitters safe. That battle continues. Luckily, firefighters have held the line so far using backburns and air support. What's interesting, if you look at the area where the wildfire is burning through, it's charging through vegetation that hasn't burned in about 50 years. It's grown to 105,000 acres. It's one of the largest fires in LA County history, and it's only 15% contained. Now, temperatures should stay cool for a few days, which is the good news, but there is low humidity and there are also wind gusts up in the mountains, which create unfavorable fire conditions. And there appears to be a potential warming trend shaping up in the coming weeks, right at the start of Santa Ana season. So please don't start any fires.
A new report's been released that is sharply critical of the California Employment Development Department, or EDD. A task force created by Governor Newsom found that fraud was rampant and hundreds of thousands of applicants haven't received benefits they applied for. With more, here's David Wagner.
Right. And on the heels of this report, Californians are not going to be able to file unemployment claims for the next 2 weeks. The EDD is going to use that time to overhaul its outdated system. And this report comes from a task force assembled by Governor Newsom. They found a number of problems, including a department culture that focuses more on preventing fraud than on getting people paid quickly. They found callers who need help fixing their claim had a 1 in 1,000 chance of getting through to someone at EDD's core call center. In many cases, the department still relies on snail mail. Non-English speakers are finding it nearly impossible to get help. So the department plans to implement a number of reforms. It's going to roll out a new identity verification tool, and it's going to start work on clearing that huge backlog. But getting through all these pent-up claims could still take until the end of January.
Our newsroom continues to follow the 2020 census count. And tomorrow, officials will begin to tally the homeless population living in shelters. With continuing coverage on the census, here's Caroline Champlin.
So this part of the count was actually scheduled for April, but then it got delayed because of COVID-19. And I should say that this is totally different from the count that the city and county and LASA does every year. And it's sort of more involved in a way because the census takers are trying to get individual data from each person they talk to. And they're not sort of just doing this overall pop count or drive-by survey that they usually do with LASA. And it's actually split into three phases. The first is people living in transitory places like RVs or boats, and that actually started a couple weeks ago. And then there's the count of people living outside, that's happening on Wednesday. And then there's also the service-based enumeration, and that counts people living in shelters or participating in Project Room Key. And based on what a census advocate told me, this part of the count could be a little tricky because some of these service providers haven't been contacted by the Census Bureau yet, and in some cases they're only just finding out that this count is about to start. And when I reached out to the Census Bureau, I asked them, you know, who are the service providers that you're working with? And they said they couldn't tell me that information.
And finally, the 72nd annual Primetime Emmys aired on Sunday night. And fitting with the times, it was a ceremony like no other. John Horn's here to tell us about Hollywood's first all-virtual award show.
Well, let's talk first about what didn't happen. There was no red carpet, so no people talking about $2,000 shoes and glorifying excessive spending. There's no inane bantering between celebrities who are presenting awards, and no endless acceptance speeches where celebrities would go up there and thank everybody, including their agent, their manager, and publicist, nobody in the real world cares about. So what did happen? It was a virtual show that had people wearing clothes they actually wanted to wear, not tuxedos or gowns, but t-shirts with Breonna Taylor's name on them. And real people, like essential workers, like a trucker and a farmer, who are announcing some of the winners. And heartfelt acceptance speeches. I would call out Mark Ruffalo's talk and Yahya Abdul-Mateen's II about important things, not about their team at CAA. And thanks largely to Watchmen, there were more Black actor winners than in any recent Academy Awards. So the show wasn't a ratings hit. In fact, it was the lowest rated Emmys ever. But I have to suspect there's some things the Academy Award could learn from what happened last night.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. There's a new way to catch up with your favorite LAist and KPCC reporters at home, in your car, or wherever you have an Alexa device. Just tell Alexa to launch LAist, and you'll hear a selection of the latest audio reports right from our studios. Plus, it's fully interactive, so you can use your voice to tell Alexa which stories you do or don't want to hear. To get started, head to laist.com/Alexa. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.